Texas has the nation's highest birth rate among teenage girls aged 15 to 17. Nationwide, half of new HIV cases occur in people under the age of 25. Those statistics have led Texas education officials to call on publishers of high school textbooks to strongly emphasize abstinence next year. But there's great debate over what the textbooks should say about using condoms and other contraceptives. Today, the state's Board of Education begins hearings on some new controversial health textbooks. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
Samantha Smoot sits in front of the four textbooks up for adoption. She's president of the Texas Freedom Network in Austin, which opposes these books. Smoot thumbs through one entitled Lifetime Help.
We've got a whole unit here on reproductive health. You would think that this would be where you would find information on barrier and other methods of contraception and disease prevention, but it's not in here. Instead, we get page after page, like this one, benefits of abstinence.
Smoot reads a list of steps students are advised to follow to protect themselves from getting a sexually transmitted disease.
Number 6, get plenty of rest, because when you're tired, the book says, it's hard to think clearly.
The list does not include condom use. Smoot says all the books are missing vital information on condoms and other contraceptives.
We have what I think is a public health crisis here. I mean, the consequences of not having this basic, reliable, accurate information in the books are so dangerous.
Kylene Wright is president of Texans for Life, an anti-abortion group outside of Dallas.
To us, the textbook sounds really good.
She says she approves of the abstinence-based approach and the fact that much of what is said about contraception appears in optional supplementary materials and teacher editions.
We want the adult filter. It provides an opportunity for schools and teachers to then work with parents within their community standards.
Wright objects to what some Texas schools are currently teaching, that condoms are very effective at preventing pregnancy and STDs when used correctly and consistently. The new textbooks say condoms have a failure rate of 11%, which takes into account human error.
We're not against kids knowing about condoms. We just want the facts presented. And we've had 30 years of the Planned Parenthood message, and we've seen what it's done.
It's no surprise that the textbooks carry a strong abstinence message. The Texas legislature requires public schools that teach sex education to adopt abstinence-based programs. Conservative groups have lobbied school districts to do the same. Only one of the three textbook publishers, Glencoe McGraw-Hill, would grant an interview for this story. Glencoe spokesperson Chuck McDonald.
Right or wrong, those people who believe strongly in a very conservative approach to dealing with human sexuality in the public school system, I think they have prevailed at this time.
The Texas market is a huge one for publishers, second in the country behind California, and books adopted in Texas are often marketed in dozens of other states. So publishers don't want to take a chance on investing in books here that might get rejected. Again, Chuck McDonald.
It would really be a news story if you had legislation, statewide requirements, and we had textbooks that were not reflective of that.
But some question whether the books actually do meet those requirements. Texas law says textbooks up for adoption, in this case the student textbooks and teacher editions, must cover the curriculum known as the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, or the TEKS. The TEKS says students must be able to, quote, analyze the effectiveness and ineffectiveness of barrier protection and other contraceptive methods. State-appointed panels recently reviewed the books to determine whether they meet the standards. Eugene Rios, manager of the Textbook Administration Division for the Texas Education Agency, instructed the panel members.
What we specifically asked them to do is look for coverage, adequate coverage of the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills.
Rio says he told reviewers to look for three examples or citations of the curriculum requirements and to determine what qualifies as an example or citation.
We leave that up to the panel to decide that for us.
But one panel member tells it differently. Bernard Kay, a semi-retired lawyer from the Dallas area, says when it came to the section on contraception, his group had questions.
We were just told, just stating that there was such a thing as barrier protection would qualify as a mention.
In the end, the reviewers found that three of the four books fully complied with the TEKS requirements. Bernard Kay disagreed and was outvoted.
There is no analysis. The TEKS requires it. It's not in there.
The Texas Board of Education has the final say as to whether the textbooks get adopted. After conducting two hearings, the board will announce its decision in November. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.